The verdict from the Burmese court was an additional 3 years in prison for democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. But a short time later, the government announced that the country's leader, Senior General Fan Shwe, had ordered the sentence commuted to 1.5 years under house arrest. Aung San Suu Kyi has already spent 14 of the last 20 years in detention, mostly under house arrest. In a statement, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed his deep disappointment with the verdict and said he strongly deplores the decision. His special advisor on Burma, Ibrahim Gambari, told VOA in an exclusive interview that he too is extremely disappointed.
We were hoping that that the trial should not have commenced, two, that it will be discontinued and all charges dropped, and three, that she will be found not guilty. Now, all of this did not happen, so that's why we're extremely disappointed.
Gambari said that during the Secretary General's visit last month to Burma, which is also known as Myanmar, Mr. Ban met with the country's senior leadership and asked them to free Aung San Suu Kyi and other political prisoners, as well as take steps to enhance the political process leading to next year's elections as a gesture of their credibility to the international community.
We've always offered this, but if they were to help us to help them, then the Secretary General will be in a position to go all out on the sanctions issue, humanitarian support, even reconstruction and development. It's a pity that they did not follow our advice.
The special envoy, who has made several trips to Burma, said that Tuesday's development is a setback.
We're pretty much back to what the situation was before the trial, where she's still under house arrest, although, I mean, the conditions of detention, house arrest, is being eased somewhat.
Those new conditions include Aung San Suu Kyi being able to receive necessary medical treatment, to have guests visit her with permission from authorities, and to have the right to view two Burmese television stations as well as read Burmese newspapers. Gambari said the verdict can be appealed, and he is hopeful that Aung San Suu Kyi will be released unconditionally without further delay, so she can join the political process.
Well, of course, now we have appeal processes are still there. The prospect of amnesty is still not closed. We hope this will be exercised.
The UN envoy said he would not give up on any fronts.
These are all part of the process of engagement with them, with a view of delivering on what is the objective, which is democratization of Myanmar and respect for human rights, and in fact restoring Myanmar to respectability as a member of the international community.
Ibrahim Gambari said he is willing to return to Burma if the Secretary General asks him to, saying this is an ongoing process. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.